Finally, according to a new survey, only 1% of people say they would want the ability to look into their future and see everything that happens to them.
I would take in a heartbeat.
Including when and how they die.
How do you not want to know that?
Because you'd be miserable.
No, you wouldn't.
Okay, well, you're dying in 3 months.
No, well, thank you. It's going to be the best 3 months of my life where I'll get to do anything that I want to do before I die.
Okay, you're dying in 15 years.
Okay.
And then what?
I'm dead.
But what are you going to do in those 15 years? You're going to worry about...
No, I'm not. I'm not. Here's the thing. You're going to die. You're going to die at some point.
Right.
So if I say, you know what, one of the things I really want to do is go to Europe with my son, I'm going to do that when he's 25. And I die, and that was like our lifelong dream, and I die, and he never gets to go. If you tell me I'm going to die in 3 months, well, guess what? Next week we're going to Europe together. I want to know.
I would tell you hurry up and get to Europe.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I would most definitely want to know, even if the results were next year. I'd want to know much time as I can to spend with my kids before I die.
But then you know on May 15th. At 3:30 in the afternoon, you are going to die.
I'm fine.
No, I'm that fine. Day.
Why? Yeah. Okay. I'm not gonna be like, it's dying day. I will be prepared for that day.
Emotional.
That's all you would think about for the rest of your life.
No, I'm telling you, you're wrong. I would do anything because I know I'm not dying today. I'm not dying until May 15th.
You'd be so distracted.
Listen, somebody knows I'm going to die, tell me. Okay, I want to know now.
A little less than half the people say they'd be willing to look into the future if they could only see the positive things.
Okay, so you wouldn't do it.
I would not want to know the day I die now.
I wouldn't want to know the day I die.
Carmen?
I think I do.
You'd want to know.
Yeah, just because, like you, Mike, I would definitely set different goals in my life.
Joe?
Yes.
You didn't boop.
Yep.
Boop. Yes, I would.
Yeah, so he'd want to know, too.
Well, it says that a majority of the people don't want any spoilers. The researchers found that people didn't even want to know fairly trivial things in advance, like their favorite team was going to win a game or what they're getting for Christmas. There's only one thing that the majority of people say they do want to know in advance, and that is the sex of their unborn child.
Well, I don't want to know who's going to win the World Series or the Super Bowl or anything like that unless I was betting on it.
Right,
It would ruin the whole season. Why bother going to the playoff run for the Lightning if they know that they're not going to make it? You know, it's just, I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah.
But, and what was the other thing? The last thing that they wanted?
Most people wanted to know the sex of their unborn child.
Well, I mean, science will tell you that.
Right. Yeah.
Science will tell you that, and I find it a lot easier to prepare if you're one of those people who it's a big deal about what the room looks like and all that. But I kind of like when if you don't know. The pressure of that, of keeping that secret the whole time.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. Let me ask you this. Would you take it? Would you say, I come to you Spanish and I say, I can tell you something great that's going to happen to you in the future. But the only way you can hear it is to hear something bad that's going to happen to you in the future.
I would take that.
You take that?
I would take that, yeah.
So I say, when you're 38, you're going to win $2 million.
Oh, yes.
But also, just so you know, in 2 months... you're going to murder Kelly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, dude. And there's nothing you can do about it.
I know.
Do you tell her now? How's the rest of your life? What do you do? Do you try and get stuff ready for because you're
going to
be?
I celebrate every day that I'm going to murder her in 2 months.
Yeah.
Every day it's a mini celebration.
And I'm going to have sex with her first.
Nope. No, you're not.
I know. She's if I know die. She's going to die, I'm going to get
it. You won't know. It'll just
she
be
won't
me.
Tell anybody.
Carmen, what are you saying wait for? Because he wins the lottery?
I was going to say, how does he murder someone and still get $2 million?
Anybody could buy a ticket.
I know.
Anybody could buy
never
a
said,
ticket.
And I never said he was going to be convicted of it.
Yes. Well, so how is that a bad thing? That's probably his dream.
He could euthanize her.
Yeah,
it is.
She could be suffering. Yeah. He could euthanize her. Sick.
Or like he just gets away with it.
Right, uh-huh. Like I said.
Kills her with an icicle.
That's a genius plan.
You guys go to Montana and he kills her with an icicle.
Yes.
I want to know.
Yeah,
I want to know.
There's something to be said about the surprises that are in life. You know,
I hate surprises.
Love surprises.
Like I found my Valentine's Day gift 2 weeks ahead of time, and me and Blaine almost got into a fight about it.
Yeah,
he wouldn't give it to me.
But you know what? I hate surprises too. But I don't hate surprises. I hate that people can't really pull off a good surprise.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I hate. I know about everything.
Like, as soon as you get it, you're like, well, this would have been cool if it would have been this.
Right.
Like, it's not, it's nothing you ever expect.
Oh, man, how ungrateful are you?
No, I'm not saying for me. I'm just saying, like,
I just know the deal. General. Like, I know my wife wants whatever it is now. Like, you know, so I go, right. I go, I already have your Valentine's present. You want it now? And she goes, yeah. And I go, all right. It's not going to make her any more happy 3 days from now.
There is something about the anticipation and build-up. My wife has never, ever, ever been able to hold out from giving me a gift.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like she got me something for Valentine's Day that I thought was very nice, but she realized she ordered it from Hong Kong after she ordered it, and it was going to be late. But she didn't wait till Valentine's Day to tell me. She had to tell me like a month in advance.
Oh,
she
that's the worst. Yeah. Is telling you and you don't even have a tangible item. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's terrible.
Torture.
But see,
I'm going to switch. You get the lottery and you murder Amanda.
Thank you.
Yeah.
My dream.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.